Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I've just had a little bit of a time probably overanalyzing these episodes. So about the sixth time I've tried to do this one. Hopefully I'll make it shorter to the point, still feel good about it this time. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. This one, I am going to upfront, we're going to talk about two examples of situation that you don't want to be. Two examples of how in the world apparently people are operating as non-player characters. They're operating as an application downloaded, waiting for the latest updates to on unlimited behavior instructions, how they're to behave and how they're simply supposed to follow the simple code, illogical though it may be, bad coder though it may be, no overriding auditor function available. You will follow the simple behavior code. And that's it. Are you going to be the non-player character? Are you going to be the downloaded application that is there for a limited purpose, waiting for the next download that may or may not have anything to do with the last download? Are you going to be an autonomous entity that chooses your life and your behavior? Are you going to be a node of some master coder trying to get... Are you going to be the Agent Smith? Are you going to be the Neo? Are you going to be the one of millions and billions of nodes, the 10 to 30% of the population at this point, something like that, that is ready to behave very loyally and directly based on the latest instructions of how the proper way to behave is? Or are you going to use your logic, your inherent energy body and energy source, your observations of the world and knowledge of the history, the ability to compare one thing to another to see inconsistencies? Are you going to use all that miracle that is our consciousness? Are you going to be a non-player character? Are you going to be just an application downloaded that is waiting for the latest instructions to do its limited function? Two examples. First example, Lion King stage production. American Sign Language guy is suing the production because the director said it is no longer appropriate for a white American Sign Language person to be able to sign for the characters on Lion King. This is a non-player character. This is a non-player character downloaded instruction behavior point. Okay, so you're really, really into understanding the importance of appreciating all races. And you want them to be held up. So why is it then that you are discriminating against one race? The Lion King is one of the most universally beloved works of fiction in the last, whatever it's been, 35 years. Probably 35 years, a little bit less, or real close to that. One of the most beloved works of, you know, mass pop culture works of fiction in the world. And it did not depend on the race of the characters. In fact, they were animals to begin with, right? It was a human condition, if you will, you know, in the form and told in the context of using animal characters. It is, a universal struggle, universal lessons, and so on. And so, sure, once you get it to the stage play, then it makes sense, it being set in Africa, that if you have human actors, that you tend to select black actors. Okay, that's fine. But how is it that you could go from a universally beloved to now taking that and apparently from, I don't know, a civil rights point of view? I don't know. And now saying that, forget Martin Luther King and content of character, not color of skin. Forget that you want your production to be universally beloved as well, you want to specifically discriminate based on race when there's not even any logic to it. What is somebody watching the sign language not going to, quote, listen by watching because of the color? Because couldn't you just as well argue, awesome, look at this diverse production. I'm glad that the white person wants to be involved with this. There's no logic to it. I mean, content of character, not color of skin. We shall not discriminate. No. It's not that they just fired him. Then he may have had a case anyway. He just would have been suspicious as to why. But that she specifically said it's not appropriate for a white person to be able to represent a black actor as a sign language instructor. It's English. Okay? They didn't make up the language for the stage production. What would he be missing? What is not appropriate about it, if not just his skin color? Because that's what she's implying. How is that logical? It's not logical. It's discrimination. It's trying to be so much into making sure that people by their race are held up and championed that you discriminate on the back end to do it. Never mind that, and I believe all this is beautiful, I'm about to tell you, but it's just a point of contention and really a logical point. Guys, let's go look at the cast. How many of them are really African? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, we inherently, as a people, do look past skin color over a period of time. There's been so much intermixing. I'm part Indian, allegedly, as are, I'm sure, many, 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 many families. And I say Indian as a Native American. How many Hispanics are part black? How many American blacks are part Hispanic and part white? Patrick Mahomes is becoming the rule, not the exception. We are wildly intermixed. And so no doubt the stage production, while leaning brown, is probably wildly mixed. You compare an American black actor or actress, just in general, to a first-generation African where they have not been able to mix as well, and you will see a major difference. Think Derek off of Criminal Minds. Hey, I'm heterosexual, but I'm not homophobic. That guy is a gorgeous dude. That guy is an incredibly handsome dude. He is really, really handsome. And he's not dark. He has a little mixing in his background. We know this. So that's how artificial it is. Why would you be so stuck on skin color that you say your American Sign Language guy can't be white? How is that really championing your cause? It's because she's being a non-player character. That's why. She's operating off of simple instructions that don't have to do with logic. Don't even have anything to do with the final goal. Because you can't get rid of discrimination by discriminating. Inherently, you can't do that. And inherently, it's not logical, even if you went for the biggest champion of the entire movement, Martin Luther King. I mean, I'm sure I get it, Malcolm X. He tended to be, if you will, a black supremacist. I don't mean that in a denigrative way. I just, I'm just trying to be descriptive. That he tended to be a little bit less about mixing so much, although I believe he was mixed. This is a funny thing, but don't quote me on that. I haven't looked at Malcolm X in a while as far as looking into details. He tended to be more black pride and... But Martin Luther King, another, certainly the co-champion, if you will, the more accepted champion, says content of character, not color of skin. So why would you do something so wildly different than that? If your goal is a civil rights goal, if your goal is a pro-black goal, it's not even logical. You're being a non-player character. You're just waiting for the next non-logical download and not using your administrator privileges to have a super audit function and change the code or look at the world about you and go, well, I mean, I hear people saying that we shouldn't even hire black, what shouldn't even hire white people, but that doesn't even make sense in that position. Sure, it's fine for the roles to be generally black actors and actresses, but it's not like the American Sign Language guy has to be black. Nope, can't run that logic. Non-player character. The narrative download, new version 3.12.7.5H2 has been downloaded. There's no more logic. She will bounce around in the corners of her room because she's a non-player character. Just keep hitting the walls in the corner because she doesn't have a larger goal. For that purpose, she is being a non-player character. She is operating off of a behavior program downloaded to her. And she is submitting to that program. You don't have to submit to that program. Now, the next people who have submitted to that program, I'll be a little bit quicker, but it's still the second example that just made my jaw drop. And some people be like, that's discriminatory. Okay. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I see it for what it is. A male appropriates a Miss America contest where there's really just no need. Why? Because you get to reinterpret reality and then bully it upon everybody else. And then that is not just allowed, but the best thing. Because the fat male wins the Teenage Miss America affiliated contest. And all the girls have to smile in the background and accept absolute fiction for reality and be happy about it instead of going, WTF, why can't you go do your own thing? And so that's the other thing about the non-player characters. It's like, don't you understand that if you reverse this, don't you understand there are other cases where you would say that's wildly wrong if you just put it in a slightly different context? So wait a second. A white guy gets to come appropriate the two lead character? I mean, two white guys get to appropriate the two lead characters of Lion King? Would you be okay with that? Or does that not set well instinctually? But we're supposed to allow them to? Or are you supposed to, or is that person supposed to go, I get that you're trying and you're trying to bully your reality onto this production, but that's, you're really missing the spirit. This is our place. This is our space. And has been. And yet over here we have a fat kid appropriating the space traditionally and logically of a Miss America contest, and it's not even enough that this person enters, and maybe he had the absolute best address, or maybe he just showed up in his tent-sized dress, and he gets to win because of that. And maybe he had the best talent. Everybody else was tap dancing, and baton twirling, and hula hooping, and singing. Maybe he had the best talent. Or maybe he showed up in a tent of a dress and won because he was fat and male and that so brave. And if the latter is the case, the people who awarded him the Miss America affiliated contest winner are operating off of a program. They're non-player characters. They're waiting for the next limited behavior instructions to download. And they do not see the contradiction in history and logic of, well, but I thought we were pro-girl. I thought there were spaces where they get their own thing. Not now. One person gets to interpret reality wildly different, and not only do we allow it, but we champion it, because that's your non-player character code. That is your downloaded application node, one of millions of applications that now behave this way because that's what the new code says. So you're going to be this non-player character, or are you going to be this downloaded node waiting for the latest update? Are you going to be the miracle that is your energy? The miracle that is your autonomous entity that is you, your source, your energy, your ability to interpret the world in logic. And even if it, you know, you'll never be the person that steps into somebody's space just to ruin it, just to get to say they won something, just to make everybody go, what the, just to see it happen because you want to be queen for the day. But even if you are not there, are you going to also be objective enough to see a total lack of logic and consistency in these types of things, comparing historical context and how things have been and why they've made sense, and cross cases and why they're not even logical? Are you going to use your broad knowledge and intellect and even instinct? Are you just going to behave based on the latest download of approved behavior where you just come out of your storefront and says, so such and such and such happened. I think that's great. And then wait for your next download. Then say, so such and such and such happened. I think that's great. Why do you think that's great? The latest download tells me. Okay. If such and such and such happened, I think that's great. You're going to be that non-player character? Are you going to be that node? Are you going to be the miracle autonomous entity that's you? Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. Thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. You can catch me over on Chemology 411. Please like the episodes here and there. Like the podcast here and there. Tell your friends. And you can email me. I put most of the email, my email address mostly on the episode. Sometimes I miss those, but it's also on the show description. So you can email me as well. Thanks, guys.